welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Namaste, and welcome to Shri and Kira Live. I am Shri Ram Ka.
And I am Kira Ra, and we are so delighted to be with you here on this extraordinary July day. You know, let's just take a moment as we have come together here and really bring our hands to our heart, kind of relax into the gift of what's happening, and invite ourselves to simply be here now. Yeah, there we are. So welcome. This is a big July moment. We have so much to share, so much to talk about. I see that the phone lines are already filling. 517-208-1500. Please join us on the phone lines. Also, we are streaming live. Shri, where are we?
Well, we are at Oneness Talk Radio right down on the bottom of the homepage. Click on the video screen and you will get to watch, of course, our YouTube channel, Official Shri and Kira, right there.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, BBS Radio. And we are so delighted. You can catch us on audio or video or however you like. We're just grateful that you are here now. Now, let's really talk about what's going on this week. This is a profound moment in July. This is a moment that is really about coming forward with divine empowerment. Now, this means that for this specific week in July, and this is going to affect everyone and everything. So it really doesn't matter if you feel aligned that you're a lineage holder or not, because this information is for all. And so as we breathe into that, remember that when courage comes forward, and this is a week of courage, when courage comes forward, we accept ourselves fully. Right? And what that means is that it is a strong healing moment that will always ignite the next chapter and simultaneously reveal which has been hidden. Now, this is so important, especially coming in after last week. Remember that we were going through this whole thing about how honesty was healing and running was igniting, and really paying attention to that. And if you were with us yesterday on Explore the Mysteries, and I hope you were, we talked about taking some time and really paying attention to how this first half of July has been for you. How has your journey been? How has the first half of July treated you? And breathing into the fact that this week is very much about, I'm going to use the word revelation, because there's going to be a lot of revelation happening this week.
And I just paused for a second, and YouTube's looking good. We want to welcome all of the YouTubers there.
Absolutely.
It's very difficult for us to stay focused on energy transmission and also deal with the chat rooms. So just trust that we love you and we support as you connect with each other in the chat. I want to come back to what Kira was sharing about courage, because courage is a dynamic energy that allows us to move through that which is unknown or that which is yet to be completed. Courage is the energy that is allows us to claim, to be, to move forward. And it's grounded in trust.
Right. Well, and this is why we've talked about this. The title this weekend is about this. We're calling it about unwinding this trust conspiracy. And that's why you can see behind us kind of this energy that is unwinding, yet at the same time offering us the gift of movement. And, you know, if we go back to June and take in and remember that in June we had the miracle, and it was a bona fide, there were so many miracles that happened in June, it's hard to pull out one, right? But the miracle of the rise of the lineage holders, the miracle of that call, of that moment, of all of the energies of all of the lifetimes coming together to co-create that call is awe-striking and bountiful. And I'm going to jump in and say, those of you over in the OTR chat, can you please help Andrea? I have no idea whether she needs to dial 0001 or whatever. I know that lots of you from Europe call all the time. Can you help her? It's 517-208-1500. And that number comes right into our call board. I know we get plenty of calls from Europe. So if somebody would help her jump into the call board, I would be grateful. And again, I want to come back to here. Yeah. This is why Sri and I really need outside help with our production of our programs. We just cannot keep up with all of you, but we are doing our best and we love you so much. So I want to jump back to this June energy because for those of you that took the core program, then one of the things you'll remember is that when we are in this unified experience of steadfast commitment, focused awareness, and complete trust, it opens that framework of support. Now, we talked all about this and how this affects us and how this transits us through our pyramid of spiritual awakening and the way that we all grow. However, this week, the courage is going to reveal itself to clearly show the choices ahead. Now, these choices ahead are next level choices. And this is why the energy of courage is coming up, because you might be saying, but hey, you know, you guys have talked about trust. Exactly.
Yes. Yes.
We are in this moment of really having to give ourselves this gift of unwinding even the illusion of trust so that we can step into this week with the courage that will lift us all through. It's a big moment.
It is. And it's important that we, I think, kind of explore this a little deeper.
Absolutely.
Because these words that we're using.
Palabras.
They sometimes have a certain connotation or a certain charge.
Mm.
And it's important to recognize, you know, as Kira shared earlier, in June we were invited to really be in our commitment.
We were called. I mean, the invitation was there, but it sure felt like, you know, hey, you know, put your money where your mouth is, put your walk where your talk is, you know, all of that.
So commitment with focus, you know, these.
Exactly.
When we are centered in our ascended heart, now when I'm going to say ascended heart, that which is connected to our true beingness.
Right.
That energy is our essential authenticity. That's who you are. Your heart center is the gateway to the ascended state, which is the revelation of the fullness of who you are. And it begins here, at the heart.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, when we begin to just relax and say, I trust myself, I trust spirit, I trust the universe, I trust, you know, and just keep going.
Yeah.
I trust my life. When we begin to make that so, when we really relax into that, then courage comes naturally.
Yeah.
Because courage is just the creative potential expressing itself through your experiences.
Exactly.
It isn't something you have to say, oh, I just needed to have one more energy drink. You didn't
No, you don't.
You didn't need that. We just needed to relax all doubt. Relax all doubt. Relax the fear that propels the doubt into endless circles. And
right,
smile
right.
And say, nothing in my life would be here if it wasn't appropriate for now. And to be able to be in that state of
but
trust.
But see, that is... But you're... I have to jump in and say I disagree with you.
Okay.
Because what you're saying is that you are already trusting. And in other words, like nothing would be here in my life if I wasn't trusting.
It's a paradox.
And so it is a paradox, and I think we need to explore that deeper. And this is why the title of this show is Unwinding this Conspiracy Around Trust. Because this week in July, let us not forget, we are in the Mercury retrograde. We are very much building into this full moon energy. And this full moon of July, July 16, which of course the 16 is the 7, which brings us to the 7-7 moment, right? July 16 is a 7-7, right? And that brings us to a 14, which is another 5, which is a lot of ascended energy. So if you know ascended numerology, because I'm calling out these numbers in respect to ascended numerology. So if you're familiar with ascended numerology, then you're aware that this is a profound moment for us all. This is a very unique opportunity. And so this week is very much like the pre-Tuesday and the Wednesday to Saturday, right? It's like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday,
yep.
and Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Transitions.
Exactly. And so there comes a moment, and there will come possibly more than one moment this week, when you are going to find that you're just going to have to trust. You're just going to have to let go of everything else, and you're just going to have to trust. And so it will be circumstances or the experiences around you that will literally conspire to bring you to that trust moment. And the reason that Sri and I want to share this with you that way is because it's important to recognize that there's two sides to this. You know, if you connected with the experience of this week in our e-card about the trust conspiracy, where did your mind go initially, mm-hmm. right? That's mm-hmm. important to pay attention to. And we're going to be talking about what you're engaging and how you are engaging it, because in this week's energy, what we're really saying is that in a moment where trust is often resisted or feared, the ultimate surrender is to enter into complete trust. And that means trusting that every being, everything, every aspect is also finding its way through that development. And this is what you were talking about, Sri. And this is why I wanted to jump in, because to get here, we have to enter a state of awareness, and we need to invite ourselves into that and pay attention, almost kind of giggling at the fact that, okay, where is that resistance and why is it manifesting around me?
And part and parcel with this state of awareness that you are claiming or allowing to become your norm is we're referring to a transcendent state. This is not what many people would call ordinary consciousness. And when we are in a more transcendent state, we are less attached to the emotional Velcro of the world.
Right.
And this is why we begin from that witnessing the witnesser kind of transcendence. We begin to notice, oh, well, what's present in my life are certain energies, certain experiences.
Right.
And that's okay, because I am beyond this. I am both experiencing it and beyond it. And it's in that paradoxical transcendent viewpoint that we then begin to expand into a fuller state of beingness.
Yeah. And you know, I just want to take a side note for a second. Normally, we also broadcast at Facebook, at the Oneness Talk Radio Facebook. We were indeed hacked this morning, and somebody logged in there, so our person changed it and didn't tell us she changed it. So I do apologize that we're not broadcasting at Facebook Oneness Talk Radio today.
That's it.
And that's the new password.
I'll put it in.
Okay, we can try and get in there right now, even though we're 15 minutes. But Sri, I don't think we should interrupt the show.
All right, here we go.
We need to trust.
We'll trust.
Right?
Yeah.
We need to trust and. This is also part of that Mercury retrograde. You know, we started talking about this yesterday, that there are many things that are needing to happen more than once and about rolling with it. And so maybe more of you are at YouTube today. Maybe those of you who are at the Facebook found Oneness Talk Radio. And so thank you for doing that and for following forward with that.
Yes.
You know, this is that moment where we must trust, where circumstances are conspiring to bring us to trust. And Sri, I think we should jump in and say, guys, we are like a breath away from our critical mass, but we are not there yet.
Oh, yes.
Please help us. And remember, this Tuesday, July 16th, will be that critical mass moment. And the divine directors were so clear that the minimum that we need to bring together is 444, 444 of us claiming that energy of the lineage holder, saying yes to everything that is going out there. And we are very much, as I mentioned, we are not there yet. So help us, please. You know, if ever there was a moment to reach out, if there were ever there was a moment to assist, and I do want to say thank you to all of you that have made so many scholarships available. And Sri, I also want, we have had so many people sending us emails.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought this one was a great one to start with today, because this email ties together kind of everything that's happening around us. I do see phone lines filling. Those of you that are on the phone, you can hear us while you're holding. Stay on the phone. We're going to get to you. 517-208-1500. And let's read some of these emails, Sri.
Absolutely.
Because they really tie into the momentum of this moment.
This one's fun. It's from Flower Child.
Right.
And Julie is her name. And she says, please serve us up another 444 helpy.
I love that subject line. Thank you, sweetheart.
Here's the body of her email. Dear Sri and Kira, we are so glad to be on this journey with you. parentheses, by we, I mean my love and I.
Thank you.
We are very excited about the adventure we will be taking with you and all the other lineage holders beginning Tuesday.
So are we, very.
And she continues, as I was thinking about who else to invite to help reach the goal of 444, it occurred to me that the first person I should register is myself.
Okay.
By this, I mean that when my beloved registered, he registered himself, not us.
Oh, so yeah.
Not entirely fair, as both of us will be watching. So when I realized this, I not only felt sorry, I felt empty, left out, and alone by my own oversight. So this morning, I am registering myself.
Thank you.
That I, too, may be counted among the 444.
Thank you.
Additionally, I am especially grateful for the scholarship opportunities you are offering. Last week, I might have needed one. This week, I can afford to donate.
Thank you.
Next week, who knows? It is
true.
It is a beautiful sharing. Mm. So befitting of this gracious community that surrounds you. I hope it will continue to be available for future programs.
Yes, we've seen that this community really is flourishing with the scholarship program. And this, again, came in through the Divine Director. So, yes, for all of our programs in the future, we will continue this process.
Additionally, I am especially grateful for the scholarship opportunities you're offering. Oh, I just read that.
Yes, you did.
Okay, let's keep going.
Okay.
I must ask about this throat chakra business.
Now, this is about yesterday's show, so I want to interrupt one second. And this is another reason why we wanted this email read today, because yesterday we were doing some energy work with all of you to prepare for this big moment that's coming on the planet. We're going to continue that today. And during that process, the throat chakra got very, very big.
So here's what she says. I must ask about this throat chakra business, as I seem to have so much, quote, business of my own. I've been trying on wearing my truth out into the world some. Though I did suddenly feel it's time to go big, very big, or go home.
That's a powerful discernment.
Yes. It's a lot and not what I expected. Mm. Did I misunderstand before? Mm. Did they not show me because they knew I would resist? The bizarre thing is I almost feel ready. Mm. Then I spy my ego and wonder if I'm headed for another fall. I guess what it all comes down to is the light is so bright. Is it coming from within me? Or is it coming from a train that is about to flatten me for another purge? Of course, I have been listening, and I know a dose of radical trust is what is being called for. But perhaps a mudra or a practice that would help still the nerves of doubt and fear would be so loved. Thank you, and many blessings. Much love, Julie.
Well, Julie, namaste, and thank you. And first and foremost, yes, thank you for recognizing that if your husband registered for the 444, we have no idea that you're sitting there next to him. And so thank you for seeing the wisdom of saying, I'm standing, I am important, I matter, you do. And the fact that you're not only coming forward for yourself, but also offering us another scholarship, thank you. The altruism of this community. Every single person that has applied for a scholarship so far has received either a full or partial scholarship. So far, we're at 100% request to being able to fulfill. So let's make that happen.
A lot of people are being helped out.
Yeah, a lot. It's really extraordinary. Now, I want to share two things with you. As Shri was reading your email, one of the first things that came to my heart is that one of my favorite Zodkulisms is that spirit will always keep us on a need-to-know basis. Meaning that we are loved so much that absolutely we have no idea for many, many reasons of the breadth and expansiveness of our mission and what we are looking for to do in the future. And so because we are loved so much, we are often kept on a need-to-know basis. And I know Shri and I have giggled about that.
I think all of us. Because part of this adventure is the growth of love and maturity that allows us to embrace the ego personality.
Exactly.
And not resist it, but also don't let it drive the bus, as we say.
Right.
And so it's that wonderful mix of fear versus joy, the growth that we go through in allowing the ego to realize we are safe here. I am safe with my soul in charge.
Yeah.
I am safe in this world. And that's why I think we're kept on a need-to-know basis.
Well, I think it's also because not everything is set. Remember that as we begin our journey, we ourselves are making constant choices. Hence, full circle back to this week. This week, what are we talking about? The courage to trust. The courage to say yes. The courage to recognize that if we are resisting our fear or afraid, that ultimate surrender is to trust. And so what's important during this moment is to recognize, my angel, that you are in an active movement. You are living passionate action. And as we mentioned on yesterday's show, and if you want to catch yesterday's show, you can actually watch it at onenesstalkradio.com. Just go to Explore the Mysteries and you'll see the archive right there. You can't miss it. What we started talking about with the truth chakra and what you're sharing here is that, yes, it is very much a get on with it, but it's not a get out with it moment. What it is a choice. And sometimes we have to keep looping. This is why we're unwinding, right? This is why we have this graphic behind us. What we're doing is we're having the energy. And I noticed a lot of people in the chat talking about being dizzy again and the whole vertigo thing. We are all learning how to navigate from that 975 perspective, meaning ninth dimension, seventh dimension, fifth dimension perspective. And when we move forward in trust, it frees us from that bondage of preoccupation, which is really what the email is saying. You already have your answer. So why not free fall into it? And so that is the moment ahead. And thank you for really opening up the show with that today. We're very grateful for your email.
And this piece about how you exercise your choices, which is saying how I exercise my will,
right,
influences what comes next.
Yes.
And so many of us are still kind of unwinding some of the things we set in motion from a prior state of consciousness.
Yes, yes.
And that's a moment where we bring a hand to our heart and say, I realize I did the best I knew how given my state of consciousness at that time.
And when we can expand through that, right? Mm-hmm. So by doing that, you become the witness, right? But just by bringing your hand to your heart and saying, I forgive myself, you are a third dimensional witness witnessing
you
that
have
experience.
Transcended that level.
So then this is what we started talking about and what we're going to be teaching Tuesday night. Where we're going to begin is Tuesday night, we are all coming together as lineage holders to stabilize that fifth dimensional energy. Now, we're going to talk a lot more about this Tuesday night. Please join us, sriankira.com, Journey of the Lineage Holders. Be there. Ask for a scholarship if you can't afford it or do whatever else you need to do to be there. Yes. Please join us. But the key is that when we come together, our first jump will be outside of time. Now, in June, we went to specific dates in the core journey,
remember,
right?
Remember, we jumped forward, and by jumping forward, we were embracing more of our timeline.
And yesterday, I kind of teased and said, we're going to be doing our Back to the Future. Well, that's exactly what we're doing, because Tuesday night, we need to collectively jump outside of linear time into the fifth dimensional experience that is encircling this specific third dimensional timeline experience. And the only way we can do that is to go outside of time and into this multidimensional space. So when we go into this multidimensional space together Tuesday night, we are literally going back to the future because we're lifting outside of time. And the intention is so that we can stabilize the compassion of the witnesser of the fifth dimension so that we can then lift up again to the seventh dimension, which is the realm of the witnessing. It is the realm of complete tranquil bliss, the realm where judgment disappears, the realm where any of the preoccupations are melted. So therefore, we realize that that is why this week is so much about moving forward in trust. Because as the divine director said, moving forward in trust frees us from the preoccupations, that bondage of preoccupation, which is one of those veils, right?
Yes.
Preoccupation is a veil of bondage that tries to keep us stuck. And the only way we can just say thank you is through our trust. And so what we're engaging, how we're engaging it this full moon. This full moon is a promise kept that goes outside of the linear brain. This call, the call of the lineage holders, is not made in the brain. If the brain is wrapping around it, then perhaps the person you're speaking to is not ready to be there. This is a moment of saying, when you bring your hand to your heart, when you take in a deep breath, when you remember, whether you remember the exact circumstances, the way it came together is irrelevant. But when you are able to honestly remember that we have been together before in a moment of fully awakened conscious mastery, and that is the intention of the Lineage Holders program in July, is that by the end of the month, you will be in full conscious awakened mastery to this Lineage Holder experience and actually understand, so that we can all keep co-creating August, September, October, November, and balance the imbalances.
Right. You know, I just want to speak for those of you that might be inviting some friends or others to
thank
join
you.
Us. They don't have to remember right now.
Right, exactly.
This is also an exercise in trust.
They just need to feel their heart. Yes,
yeah,
I don't get it. I'm not sure I understand it, but I think I need to be there.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And in doing so, when we participate together, and I'm sure every one of you that was with us in June discovered that at the end of the call, at the end of our journey together,
yes,
you felt more connected, felt better in some way, felt more expanded. Well, we're going to be doing, this is a three-parter.
Right. It's July 16, July 23rd, and July 30, because remember, guys, we're starting on the full moon in the midpoint of July, and we're ending the day that the retrograde goes direct. Now, there'll be the post-shadow, but that 30th, the 16th, 23rd, and 30th are very important dates.
So I just want to offer this. You are participating in what might be called an evolutionary experience.
This is a critical mass moment.
That will expand each
yeah.
and every one of us
yeah.
that is participating. And I just see it as a wonderful gift. Please join us. Please invite your friends, those you love, those that you're ready to love.
That would be everybody.
Exactly.
And you know, I'm gonna jump over here to the phones because we've had so many people holding. Our board is really full. There's probably a few more lines if you want to get in. Please know that our call board takes well over 100 callers on hold. We are pretty much full. We cannot get to 100 a week, but we do our best to get to as many of you as we can. So Sri, we're gonna start right here in Portland, Maine.
Portland, Maine.
And we're gonna say hi to, maybe it's Lauren. Namaste, Lauren. No, you just made her the host.
Oh.
So my husband, forgive me, Lauren. We just accidentally. Hold on.
There we are.
Okay, there we are. Hi.
Kira.
Hi, dear.
Hello.
Hi, Angel.
I'm driving, and that's why I called in, so I can listen to you guys while I'm driving.
Thank you. And be careful.
Yes.
Thank goodness for GPS.
So, agreed.
I just, you know, I love you guys, and thank you. I don't want to take up any time. Take the next caller. I'll see you on Tuesday. Lots of love.
All right.
All right. Love to you, dear.
Love to you, Lauren. Drive safe. We love you. And thank you for bringing so much joy and buoyancy into today's, and also for modeling tenacity. You have a choice of what you're listening to when you're
yes.
driving. So yeah. thank you. Thank you for uplifting yourself. Thank you for saying yes to what's going on the planet right now. So, Shreen, we're going to go from Maine to Montana.
All right.
All right. We're going to go out to Montana. Namaste. Looks like Billings, Montana. Hi.
Hello, namaste.
Namaste.
Shreen Kira. I just love you guys, and I'm so glad I found you months ago. It's made such a difference in life.
Aww.
And I have to say that ever since I've had vertigo, you've talked to me about that, and you've also given me the courage to be more, to come out and be more authentic in sharing my abilities and gifts with the world. And I just appreciate you guys so much. And my birthday was just 2 days ago, which was 2 days after Shree.
Yay!
So happy birthday, Shree.
Yeah, and you.
Yes, thank you. And I was wondering if I could get a mini soul reading, please.
Well, it would be my honor. And thank you, sweetheart. And I'm also giggling because I noticed we also have some other birthdays in some of the chat rooms. So to all of you beautiful Cancerians, happy birthday, including my daughter, whose birthday is the 17th. And so, my angel, wow, as I am connecting with you, what I'm noticing around you right now, it's interesting. I was going to say it's like a swelling of the heart, but it's and that's the word they gave me. And what they mean by that, it's like you are, like your energy is starting to be felt like a tidal wave of this empowered, loving, passionate action. And they're saying that what's swelling is this amplitude and this ability for you to handle more energy. Mm-hmm. So because of that, I'm seeing like a little caution sign. And what they're saying is that you're doing great. I mean, you really are on track. However, remember to take care of you. Remember to really put the physical form into this state of like loving it like a mother, because you are in a massively, rapidly amplifying state. And so whatever little bit of hesitancy or butterflies in the stomach or whatever you want to call it, that could actually get bigger than it needs to be because there's just so much going on around you. So again, this is very much about dive into the trust and relax and smile, which you do so beautifully. The wave is all around you. You are part of the wave. And as long as you remember that, you're going to be just fine. And so thank you. I'm so glad to connect with you. Happy birthday, honey.
Thank you so much, and I look forward to Tuesday night.
Us too, and we're so glad you'll be there. Many blessings.
Yes,
Namaste.
Absolutely.
Thank you, sweetheart. Namaste. You know, Sri, before we go to another caller, I want to go to another mail.
Yeah.
You know, we've had so many emails that have come in, and let me just get you that next mail, because this is really, I think, important. There's a couple here that we really wanted to talk about. And I think this is another good one, because how many of you are at a crossroads right now? Mm. All right. Now, this one happens to be in one aspect of their lives, but let's go through it.
Okay. And the subject line is a crossroads with a contract.
A crossroads with a contract. Okay.
Namaste, beloved Sri and Kira. I am sending so much love out to you, the team at Tosa Blue Mountain, as well as the community.
Thank you.
Thank you for continuing to emanate such strength to us all. Your radiant light and contagious laughter beams into my heart. Wow.
Yeah, thank you. We feel it.
I am at the crossroads. Just a few months ago, I signed a music contract which has 10 years embedded into it.
Wow.
Half of me feels that I'm capable of pulling up into the presence of the witnesser to fully embrace my divine self upon this path through writing about my spiritual awakening process. However, the other half of me feels that this is a trap and I should negotiate out of this contract so that I may move forward on my path of ascension without such a dense influence.
Mm.
I am feeling a lot of hesitation and uncertainty. I am unsure if these feelings are being influenced by the weight of guilt and self-doubt, which I'm trying to release through self-forgiveness, or if it's just my inner radar acting as a warning sign.
Mm.
I would be grateful for a mini soul reading or any guidance in navigating through this. Thank you again for your love and support to us all. I love you, Jennifer.
Well, Jennifer, namaste. First of all, hey, congratulations on that music contract. First and foremost, you just signed this a few months ago. So the first thing I want to share with you is let's stay in gratitude. Let's stay in the recognition that the universe is saying, yes, this is worthy, and that you said yes enough that you attracted the contract to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Now, having said that, when I receive your email and the energy and I gaze at you, what they keep showing me is balance, that perhaps there is a midpoint. Maybe that portion is reduced into 5 years. They're also saying that why not take your spiritual journey and make it your music? In other words, perhaps what you're doing is as you're writing about it, this is going to find its way into the music first. And they're showing me the music and from the music where the written word is coming out of. So this is serving its purpose. You really want to stay in appreciation and gratitude for the manifestation of the contract to begin with. However, they're saying, yes, there is a balanced middle point and you are ready to find it. And that's your courage moment. Your courage moment is to stand up in your truth, freed from the constrictions, and with loving generosity of spirit, discover what can be brought together between the two parties. There is a beautiful solution here for you, and you are just at the beginning of something extraordinary. Thank you. Thank you so much. And I really just want to jump in, Sri, and say that, you know, all of you that are dealing with, and especially this week, remember, this was a week about trust. I want to jump in and say that trust does not mean being stupid either, okay? And let me verify, clarify, because I'm not saying anybody is stupid. What I'm saying is that sometimes in the densified realm, especially when we're aligned in density consciousness, which is where contracts exist, written contracts exist in density consciousness, and because they're needed for that. And I'm not saying that they're not needed in other realms of consciousness. I'm just saying there are other forms of the pyramid of spiritual awakening. But honestly, once you get through the upper strata of spiritual activism into ascension awareness, there is an opportunity to create a new way of working with each other that does not involve a written contract to hold someone to perform. So outside of that, the gifts that are in front of all of us right now, especially this week, are you ready to gaze at everything? Are you ready to really, what are you engaging? How are you engaging it? That is the question for the week ahead. And so just wanted to kind of bring that forward to all of us again. So Sri, should we go to our...
This might be overseas here.
Okay, I'm not sure, but before we go there, it looks like we have many, many other people holding. And so let's go right here. It looks like we're going to New York. Namaste, New York.
Hello.
Hi, namaste. Welcome.
Once, but I never asked for a soul reading. I didn't know anything about what you did exactly, except for that I liked the conversation, and that was in the very beginning. Unfortunately, I did not sign up for any of the things because I could not afford it. Now that I know about the scholarship, is it possible for me to jump in?
Yeah.
Pick any of the other ones?
Well, thank you. First of all, thank you for asking. There is no prerequisite for this other than your heart saying I want to be there. So thank you for asking that question.
I felt like I was supposed to, but I didn't jump on it, and then I couldn't get on it, and then the money disappeared.
I understand.
Oh,
so, so go to.
And I've been crying. I don't know why I've been crying. Maybe it's because I thought I lost my chance. And I'm happy that I don't think I lost my chance.
Of course not. And this is, is the miracle. This must be why when Sri was going way down to the call list, I was like, no, we got to go back up. I'm feeling some people here. And so thank you. Thank you so much for number one, calling, and number two, sharing. See, that's the mastery moment when we can declare and say, I know I'm supposed to be there. This is what happened. Angel, please, we have plenty of scholarships. Send your email to support@selfascension.com. Scholarship request. And if you forget that, just go to SriandKira.com, click on the lineage holders, and you'll see all the ways that you can apply to be in the program. And one of them is for the scholarship. So definitely.
Okay.
All right, yeah. There you go.
Yeah. And so I'm guessing you would like a mini soul reading today.
Yes, I would.
I can
now
feel it.
I know that there is such a thing. I don't know what to ask. I just wanted to say I enjoyed, hearing your voice, and you sounded like a reason for me to call in the first time. And I didn't really get to ask anything. And then I heard, people get so mini soul readings. And I read through the website. And by the way, just want you to know, they're having problems with BBS with your show. So they're replaying old shows, just to let you know that.
Well, thank you for letting us know that. Yeah, we did not know that.
He actually said if you can get to the Oneness Radio, you can go there as well because it's working. But from their end, it's not. And he said he might be able to plug in. And then all of a sudden, he said you may be just directly put into the Oneness Radio. He's going to try to connect, but so far it's still the old show.
Well, thank you.
I was trying to listen to both of the shows, and it was hard for me to follow.
I would think so. I would think so. But thank you for sharing. No, we did not know that.
They were playing.
Yeah.
It was probably the last week's show, I'm assuming.
Probably.
Honesty, I heard Honesty brought up, so it has to be last week's show.
That was definitely last week's show. So, my angel, I want you to bring your hand to your heart. And as you bring your hand to your heart, I want you to just, if it's safe to close your eyes, I'm going to invite you to do so. I'm going to close mine as well. Because as I'm connecting with you, as you've been sharing, this huge angelic presence. And at first, I just thought it was one angel. It's not. It's like I can't even tell how many are there, but there's like this unified stream, almost like I'm not going to say a rainbow color, but there are lots of colors. And this big, huge angelic presence is all around you, and they're wrapping themselves, and they're whispering into your ears, and they keep saying the same thing. Breathe in, relax out, and call forward this moment, for all you have asked for has been heard, and the moment of the divine unfoldment has begun. Let go of that which doubts. Claim that which is the depth of your truth, and this moment has ignited the next level. And so it is.
Thank you. I've been crying the whole time you've been saying this.
Oh, honey, we're all crying connecting with you because you're carrying so much for so many. You get there Tuesday night. Send us that email. You'll be there. We love you.
Many blessings.
Thank you. Thank you, sweetheart. Namaste. Many blessings. Wow. Whew. Well, you know, Sri, we have another email here.
Okay.
And guys, we're going between the emails and the calls and sharing what this week is all about because we are in this together. Remember that this week, with all of our heart and soul, we cannot stress enough that this Back to the Future moment that we're going to collectively start on July 16th is an opportunity to, through the balanced energy of non-interference,
mm-hmm.
call forward within ourselves full awakened mastery presence so that each of us is able to move forward in the greater service of the reason we took birth at all. That's why this moment is important. This isn't about changing things. This isn't about affecting things or interfering with things. This is about calling in ourselves to fully awakened presence. And that magic number of 444 means that as a critical mass, that will immediately open up 444,000, which will immediately open up times that again. And so This is sincerely a moment where I want to go back to the first letter saying, you know, is it, you know, be big or walk out. This is just a moment to say, are you just going to keep talking about stuff the rest of your life? Are you just going to keep pondering it and going through it with your mind? Or are you going to actually step up and do something? This is a moment where we can collectively step mm-hmm. up and honestly do something that sincerely serves all. It serves our planet. It serves our universe. It serves ourselves. It serves our communities. What would you like to do when it comes to being available for service? So it's an exciting moment.
Powerful moment.
Yeah, it really is. And Sri, we have another email here.
All right, here comes an email with the subject line, mini soul reading and your opinion for my ill daughter.
So let's breathe in.
So, namaste. I would like to ask for help for my daughter, please. She was diagnosed with deep anxiety disorder, parentheses, it is in our feminine lineage, what I remember, for 5 generations.
Mm.
And another family member says for 9 generations.
Okay.
Depression from the male side. She, my daughter, is just 14 years old,
mm.
and she should take some medicines, but I'm not sure about it. A friend of ours, a clairvoyant man, said it's not good for her to take pills for more reasons than I understand, but she has been suffering for a long time, and she is only lying, is very weak, and is getting worse and worse. On the other hand, I would like to solve this problem, the problem of fear versus trust, and not pass it over from one generation to another. Please, could you say your opinion about this? Thank you very much. Love, Andrea.
Well, Andrea, first and foremost, thank you for writing in. Yeah. Your email touches our heart deeply. And of course, see, this is part of the lineage holders. And this is the gift, is that both you and your daughter are very clearly in this lineage holder loop. And this is one of the things in our lineage holder program we're going to be talking about is how this affects the families and how to actually chart your family. So taking that aside, the first thing that Sri and I would like to share with you, because we spent some time with your email earlier and we really went in and we looked at your daughter because you gave us permission to do so. Your daughter deserves to have, even if it's just a couple months, even if it's just a couple weeks, the medicine will help her connect to a state of piece mm-hmm. that she does not even understand because she's yet to connect to it. We're not saying she should go on medicine long term, but what we are saying is denying her the medicine is making it harder for her. This is a child. Let her first discover what the medicine can or cannot offer, and from there we can share more.
Yeah. You know, I just want to share that personally and working in a psychotherapy practice, what I have witnessed in people is that they need to discover inside of themselves a place of stability, mm-hmm. a place that they can trust. And if it takes a antidepressant or some other form of medicine to help open that recognition,
exactly.
give them a sense of stability where they can begin to trust their life again, that's very useful.
Right.
The other thing that I would say to you, based upon many years of experience with the AVESA Medical Intuitive Protocol, and we're in an internship teaching right now on that, is that many times there is an energetic interference that is coming in and destabilizing the person.
And that can be part of the lineage.
And that could be passed.
We literally transfer that.
Exactly. And that takes a whole another level of energy healing to clear. So you have a couple of opportunities here. The key is, what would be the kind thing to do? That's where I begin.
Absolutely. And, you know, and I invited Sri to dive into that email as well because of the AVESA Medical Intuitive. And what we both get is that both you and your daughter are extraordinary and incredible masters, and that this lineage is incredible. This is the blessing of the lineage holders, is that with the last time we came together in full ascended awareness, full consciousness, was during the culminating times of Atlantis. Mm-hmm. This lineage that you're talking about is post that moment, which means there has not been a collective moment to release it up until this moment. And that's part of why the Lineage Holders program is so important, because not only will you get clear on your own lineage, you will get clear on what has passed through. And this is why we go in and out of time. This is why we're going back to the future. The moment your alignment, and I really see this as an alignment of balance, which is why I think your daughter is holding the energy she is. The minute we are in that alignment of balance, we instantaneously free backwards and forwards. And that's why this is such a powerful moment. So thank you for your email, because it's so important.
Yes.
I pray you're there, Andrea. I really would pray that even if your daughter, if she's interested, would be there as well. But there is absolutely nothing wrong with assisting her to feel better immediately so that she can feel that relief in her body to free her spirit to then come forward evermore. And that is normally the trap. And so thank you for being open to
Much
hearing more.
To you.
We love you. Many blessings. Wow.
Yeah.
Woo, Sri, you know, it's just so powerful. And so should we jump back over to the call lines?
Well, I was thinking that we could say hello to more folks.
All right. Looks like we're going to Saginaw, Michigan. I'm not sure. Namaste, Saginaw.
Oh, my goodness. Hello. How are you?
Well, we are well. How are you, Angel?
Oh, I'm doing great. I didn't expect to get through. I had all things prepared to say hi.
Well,
and,
hi.
And now I'm on the spot. So what do I say?
You say, we say we love you and thank you for the moment of this divine connection, Angel.
Awesome. I love you too. I'm going to go ahead and sign up. I don't know if I'll be able to be present for the first class.
That's okay.
Is that still okay?
Oh,
that's
absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, you could even miss all of them. You get the video and all the PDFs and everything right after the class is completed. It's about making that declaration and saying yes.
Yeah.
And then if you can't be there live, you're still with us, but you'll get everything. So, yes, not a problem at all. And thank you, thank you, thank you for your kindness and for your saying yes to this world and yes to this moment. We're so glad you're here.
Well, thank you for saying that, and absolutely. Is Bhutan full? I don't think I can make it, but I might be able to, but is it full yet?
It is full, and it's very full. But thank you. But, you know, we still have an opening for New Year's, and we still have an opening for September. And so feel into Cosmic Origins in September, because when I connect with your energy, that might be the one you want to try and make if you can. Or are you one of the 12 for New Year's? We still have a spot open in both of those events. So let's connect on a deeper level.
Okay, we'll take a look at that this week and see what spirit brings forth.
Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you. Namaste.
We love you. Namaste, Angel. Many blessings. All right, Sri, we're going to Mill Valley, California, it looks like. Hey, Mill Valley, California. Namaste. Okay, we're going to keep moving. We're going to go to Bloomington, maybe Indiana, it looks like. Hey, Bloomington, namaste.
Hi, I'm so glad to get on. Thank you. And happy belated birthday, Sri.
I'm
really nervous, so much to say, and I was just trying to make a little outline.
Aww.
Too much time from anyone else, but you all have just been so very helpful to my process and my journey. Really full on awakening processing starting in 2016, and the vertigo 24/7. You've given me a context for understanding that I've not been able to find any place else, and so that is very helpful. Focusing on trust and faith so much more than I can really go into now time-wise. But and ironically, even in just holding a previous, I'm not sure if it was caller or a letter, the notion that came up of energetic interference.
Yes.
I actually did have last year a progressive psychiatrist tell me that I had a negative entity attachment, like from family line. I've been doing a lot of a genetic lineage study and studying human design, and so know some things, but I guess I'm also trying to reconcile some different systems.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going where I am finding clarity or my questions answered, which brings me, so much back to you guys. But while also having my life is, transition times 10.
Mm.
Like divorce. Mm. I've moved. I'm living in Indiana. My husband's in Massachusetts. We've just not been able to. I'm not sure where my sources of interference are, basically. At any rate, just about a month ago, I did call in for the very first time, and Kara, you gave me a beautiful message. It was that you were seeing me on a stream in a boat, but bumping into a lot of rocks that I'd already ascended more than I have allowed myself to realize. And that was very, very helpful to me. I've had to move locally in the interim period, and I'm making big decisions for this week. I'm just wondering where if I might have guidance of where to look to next. Finances are a big crunch, health, and I want to stay positive and avail myself of everything that I need, but I'm just feeling a little alone.
So take a breath. I get it. I'm going to jump in because we're running out of time, but I want to first share with you, my angel, I feel you. I feel you so deeply, and I know that our entire community feels you, and I know that there are so many others that are going through exactly what you're going through right now. A lineage holder may feel lonely, but a lineage holder, once they remember who they are, is never alone. And so I just need you to hear, honey, you are never alone. And I really pray with all my heart and soul you're going to be there Tuesday night, because you are at a precipice moment, as is virtually everyone. And I think it's just so perfect that you got through today and that we're sharing with you again. The energy around you right now, it's funny, when you said your question about, you know, where do I go, all of these ascended masters came out and looked at you and said, within. They're just saying, it's right there. And they were all screaming. I was like, all right, I'll tell her, you know, and they were like, within. And so I'm seeing you just with your hands on your heart, in this beautiful, just serene moment, lighting a candle, maybe a beautiful beverage, just playing music you love, and celebrating all the steps you have taken to get where you are right now. You're not celebrating yourself enough right now. That preoccupation is ruling you. This is your moment to be freed from that bondage. This is your moment. This is a big week. Of course, it's a courage week for you. Just remember, my angel, it's all about that unified energy of steadfast commitment, focused awareness, and complete trust that will open up your framework of support. That's why you got through today. And just know that you are on track. You are like a breath away from it all playing out in front of you in a way that will blow you away. I know you're going to love the end result of all of this. Thank you for calling in. I'm so glad we got to connect again today, honey.
Thank you.
Namaste. Namaste. Many blessings. Namaste. Sri, I don't know. Do we have time for more?
We can do one more.
We can do one more. Okay. We have so many people on hold. All right. So we're going to be calling right over here. It looks like we're going to, is that Taos, New Mexico, I think? We used to go there a lot. We love Taos. Taos, New Mexico.
Oh, Taos, New Mexico. I'm not in Taos, New Mexico, dear beloved ones. I am in Florida.
Even better. Namaste.
It is so nice to connect with you wonderful souls here on the radio show in Ecuador there. And I'm calling because the Spirit has given me a blessing to offer to you and to all your wonderful listeners. And
thank you.
If I may, I would like to give that.
Thank you. We would be honored. Thank you.
This is a supreme decree from the throne of the love everlasting upon the union of all the twin rays and all the love rays on planet Earth, which you two are serving mightily. You are being loved and blessed and uplifted and protected for all the wonderful work that you are doing for the planet Earth and for all the beings. They want you to know this and to feel this and to know that a whole array of angels are always with you, as you know, and the masters are stepping up a special dispensation of energy for you. They're joining the twin rays in an eternal flame of light and supreme love, light, and perfection. And the masters, as the masters are saying this, let us all be taken up into a dazzling shaft of light enveloping us in the mighty flame of our twin rays and our blessed hearts and souls as we get the eternal seal set upon us from the masters of light who are watching over and protecting us as we guide this planet and all the beautiful souls to a new consciousness that the magic presence of the I am selves of all beings serve.
Yes.
Because this is a time where we're all going to run to various retreats of light, and what better one than Ecuador.
Mm.
And they are really telling us that in explaining the origin of the work, the council of the great rainbow brotherhood of beings from all over the dimensions are now helping with a powerful focus, so that their help and illumination to humanity might be brought about as we continue to work. And you work in your wonderful semi-tropical climate. You will find that you have chosen the right place because the retreat is about to be blessed with the masters in a very special way. Just like behind you, where I see is like a bird's nest, and the light is emerging out of that nest, out of the crown chakra of Sri and Kira to bless the whole world. We thank you, we honor you, and we love you so much.
Thank you, my angel.
Thank you for this blessing.
Thank you so much. I have chills. I have tears. And I just want our audience to know that beautiful, extraordinary experience is from Ra Zadok Osiris, a dear master that we are honored to know. And you should check out his show at Oneness Talk Radio, Conclaves with the Masters. It's extraordinary. Ra, we bow before you. I am covered in chills. Our show, what a wonderful way to culminate the show.
Yes,
thank
yes.
you for that gift for us all.
And so, beloved ones, as we come to a close, thank you, Ra. As we come to a close today, let's take a breath together. And as you breathe in, relaxing into the truth of your I am presence, may you trust May you know that all is truly well.
And we look forward to seeing you Tuesday night, the 16th, TreeAndKira.com. Let's do this. We can do this.
Absolutely.
We love you. Namaste. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@SriAndKiraRadio.com and check out more information at SriAndKira.com. See you next week. Namaste.